welcome back to another episode of Wealth in Christ Podcast, a show where we provide the masses to become financially free while building God's kingdom. On the podcast today, we have Mr. Markel Russell. Mr. Markel Russell is the founder of the Client Attraction University and the creator of his lead on demand signature marketing system. Mr. Markel has helped clients make a total of $500 million in their business by using his marketing strategy. On this podcast today, we'll be discussing how Mr. Markel teaches people to attract their ideal clients. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. And it's Markel. But thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I apologize about that.
No worries.
How did you get started in the entrepreneurial journey?
So funny, interesting enough, man, I actually been an entrepreneur my entire life. Even when I was very young and I was selling drugs at a young age, I ended up dropping out of high school. But I was always entrepreneurial. I started an entertainment company at a young age doing artist management, club promotions. And then I ended up getting introduced to network marketing. So network marketing actually led me into personal development. That led me into online marketing. And then we started learning how to generate leads and so forth on the internet. And fast forward, people started reaching out, asking what we were doing to generate leads on the internet. And that just became our thing. And we decided to just carve out that niche for ourselves. And when it comes to helping people get clients for their businesses.
So that's dope. So I guess I want to ask you a little more. How did you go from selling drugs on the street to now, doing a legal business,
Yeah, great question. So basically, how it all happened was it was actually a blessing, man. I was actually in the club one night hanging out, but I used to do club promotions and stuff. So I was always in the club. And when I was in the club, God just kind of meets you where you're at, right? So it's like, that's where I was at the time. And a guy pitches me on a network marketing opportunity. He asked me, who do I know has a cell phone? And I was like, well, everybody I know has a cell phone. And he was like, well, what if every time they paid their bill, you got paid? And I was like, well, that'd be dope. So he invited me out to a opportunity meeting. I saw the opportunity and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And it wasn't like you didn't have to have a background check. Didn't matter if you had a high school diploma, none of that type of stuff. You just came in and did the work, you can get results. And I was no stranger to doing the work, right? I just was putting my energy into different things, right? So that led me to this whole, world of personal development, network marketing, online business, all this stuff. And I didn't even know any of this stuff exists. And I just decided to sink my teeth into it. So like, even when I was in the streets, I was focused on being the best in the world at that. And I just shifted the energy into more positive stuff, right?
That's great. And I want to speak on you saying, God met you at that point of you was in your journey. So how has your faith, helped you so far in this journey of pivoting from the streets to now able to help millions of people, almost make half a bill, in this time period?
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm gonna be honest with you, man, this may sound crazy, but even when I was in the streets, faith is what got me through that. Because I even had faith then, right? So this may sound crazy, especially for like my deep Christians, right? But I know there's a scripture that says, honor God in all things, right? So it doesn't say all things except for you in the streets or except for when you're doing wrong, right? I honored God in all things. Like I prayed then and all that type of stuff. Even when I was dead wrong, but I still believe in God. I prayed, what I'm saying? And some people would say, well, like just deep religious people may say things like, well, God doesn't hear sinners' prayers and stuff like that. And I think to me, that's all BS, right? I don't agree. Because if you think about it, and those are people who say stuff like that, I think those are people who don't actually read the Bible. Because it's like, even in the Bible, like nobody like had their stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody was like having sex with all different type of women, drinking alcohol, partying, all different murderers, right? Serial killers, right? And God still met them where they was at. So I don't agree with none of that, but I just believe looking back that all made sense. Cause I was like in the streets, like heavy, like trafficking, all different type of stuff. But I believe I never actually went and did like a long stint in prison, like 5, 10, 15 years. I think a day in jail is enough because that's a lot. But I was blessed to not be able to go do like 10, 15, 20, 25 years, 30 years, and then like that. And I think that was the grace of God, because I could have easily been in those situations. I got people who I was with every day who got 15, 20, 25 years But I was just blessed not to be able to end up in one of those situations. So yeah, man. So I think faith is the ultimate currency, right? You have entrepreneurship is 100% faith. It's like you are stepping out on something that you can't see. And faith is what the subject of the substance of things that you can't see. That's what entrepreneurship is. You got this vision, you got this idea, you feel like you pull a call to do something, but nobody sees it but you.
That is dope, and you're definitely right. It's definitely grace that keeps us all together, you know, keep us going from different challenges. Being that said, I want to pivot because you spoke about quickly, you know, about your personal development. Mm-hmm. You know, I can imagine that was very pivotal for you to change your mindset to understand even the marketing mindset that, you know, before you had your own company. How important was personal development for you?
So it was everything. So one of my mentors asked me when I was doing network marketing, he said, Markwell, if you can have everything you wanted in life, thinking the way you think, couldn't you already have it? And I was like, man. And at that point, I was broke pretty much. I wasn't really getting no money, especially as I transitioned out of the streets. And as I got back into like the Bible and stuff like that, because even though I believed in God and everything like that, I wasn't like into church. I had kind of got turned off from church and stuff like that. But as I got back into it, one of my favorite scriptures was be renewed by, I'm butchering, I'm not a Bible scholar or nothing like that. I'm an amateur on the Bible actually, but it says something along the lines of be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And that basically goes hand in hand with the question he asked me. And it also goes hand in hand with the personal development guys I was listening to, like the Jim Rohns, the Napoleon Hills, you know, those different cats, all that's biblical. Right? Think and Grow Rich, all that lines up and totally biblical. So I think it was everything because who I am now at 37, some people say, well, who I am now isn't the person I was then. I'm still that person. I'm just a higher version of that person. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still the guy I was at 21. I'm just a more evolved, higher version of that person. I'm stepping more into who God already knew I was, even when I was, you know, doing that type of stuff.
So I like the fact that you said, you know, you're a higher version because, you know, like we completely change ourselves or go into different human, you know, space. It's just that right. We just grow and we learn things. So that's great. So what book would you say, like, you know, you spoke about Napoleon Hill, Jim Rohn, like what are some books or things that specifically like you can point to that change your mindset?
So I would say, of course, Think and Grow Rich, but I would share three that a lot of people don't recommend or that don't mention. Number one, as we send all of our clients a book called The War of Art. It's by Stephen Pressfield, called The War of Art. I highly recommend that one. Number two, Outwitting the Devil. It's by Napoleon Hill also. It's one of the least popular ones, Outwitting the Devil. And three, Psycho-Cybernetics. That one is by Maxwell Maltz. So those are the top three that I highly recommend.
That's dope. All right. So being that, you know, you went through network marketing, you know, got your mind ready. So what led you to creating this university and start teaching people about how to attract the ideal clients?
So I think it really evolved from us solving the problem for ourselves. It really evolved from us solving the problem for ourselves and well for myself, and then people started reaching out asking me what I was doing, right? And then I didn't even know like information marketing was an industry, so I was like, dang, people are paying me for the information I know, interesting. And then I was like, oh, then people started asking me to coach them, and I was like, coach you? And I was like, wow, like coaching is an entirely different industry. I'm like, man, I've been in the wrong business my entire life. Right. It's like, this is crazy. Like people are paying you just for the information that you know. Right. So for example, I'm like, man, I was really successful at club promotions. I could have built a business around club promotions. I could have built a business around, you know, breaking independent artists because I was good at that. Right. And I was like, man, this is like nobody ever told me none of this. So I think as I fixed that problem and people want to know, and I saw that 8 out of 10 businesses go out of business because they don't know how to get clients. And I was like, what if we solved that problem? So if you want to make money, making money is simple. You solve problems for other people, right? And the bigger the problem you solve, the more money you make. the more people you serve, the more money you make. So people aren't making the type of money they want to make. They're just not serving enough people. So I said, okay, this is going to be our thing. And I jumped all over the place for a while. I was all over the place. But once I kind of figured out, okay, this is going to be our thing. And that's what evolved into what's now Client Attraction University.
That's dope. I quickly want to speak about one thing. I know you're partnering with some customer, your partner with Client Attraction. Mm-hmm. How do you go about, you know, partnering? Like, what is the key? Because sometimes, you know, when you're partnering in business, it may not always go right. So what led you to saying that's the guy for me to partner with and scale this up?
So great question, man. So basically, what happened was, man, we actually met in a coaching program. So we were both doing network marketing, online marketing. We was learning online marketing, and we met in that place. And I was like, man, he was the only other Black guy in it, which was normal because when I'm in different rooms, I'm typically the only Black guy there, or maybe two or three others. If you've been in some of these rooms, you know what I'm talking about. So I saw him on the thing, and I was like, hey, man, I reached out to him, was like, hey, man, I know we're the only brothers on here. We should connect. I'm like, man, this industry is white dominated. You know, no shade to white people, but I just feel like our people are underserved in this space, and I think we could serve them at a high level, right? And we could really dominate this thing. So we just had, so we were just locked in from that point. We just kind of grew together and grew together and grew together. And we had separate things going on. And at one point we just decided to join forces. He was amazing at what he do. I was amazing at what I do. And I was like, we just be more, we're more powerful together versus, you know, doing the same exact. Cause he was a client at one point early on. And then we end up just deciding to join forces.
That's dope. That's pretty dope. So that leads us to my next question. What would you say is the number one challenge people have, you know, in getting the ideal clients?
I think the number one problem people have when it comes to getting the ideal clients is trying to target everybody, right? Instead of just dialing in on like who's their ideal client and being crystal clear on who they serve, that's the biggest thing that I see people, you know, having a challenge with.
That's good. And how would you recommend someone to identify who the ideal client is?
I would say, so typically you want to ask yourself three questions. Who are they? Like, who is this ideal client? What's their top 10 dreams and aspirations? What's their top 10 struggles and frustrations? What's keeping them up at night? What's the problem that they really want to solve in their words? So really clarifying that, who are they? Number two, you want to figure out, do I like them? A lot of people work with clients that they don't like simply just to make money. And then number three, can they pay? You'd be surprised. Many people want to work with people who don't have money. People be like, well, I want to work with people who are less fortunate and don't got it. And I remember when I didn't have money and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's fine. I get it. You're coming from a good, genuine place. However, business isn't built around people who can't pay you, right? If you want to help people who don't have it, you know, start a nonprofit. Have a nonprofit and then grow your business with people who can pay you and then fund your nonprofit to help the less fortunate people, right? So cool. I think that's a good way to like dial in who's the ideal client.
That's dope. So I guess what are like basic principles you teach people once they get into university that helps them, you know, get this different clients and high value clients?
Yeah. So we got this whole methodology is called the SFM method. And that basically encompasses everything that we cover. So the S is for specialized. So helping you specialize and figure out who exactly do you serve? What do you specialize in? What are you the best in the world at? So that's the first part of the S. The second part of the S is systemize. Then we help people take their knowledge and expertise, and we help them systemize the knowledge and expertise so they can actually serve people on a really high level. The F is for funnelize. So how do you take complete strangers and pull them into an automated process where now they pull out their credit card and become clients? How do you automate that whole process? Taking people from an ad to becoming a client or from a piece of content to becoming a client. So that's the F. And then the M is monetize. So now this is where we help them make money, where they can actually have an enrollment call where people have applied to work with them. Now they have a conversation with people where the person actually sells you on why you should allow them to buy versus you having a hard sell them. And you get paid a premium price for what you do. So that's essentially, you know, what we teach inside the program.
That's dope. So being that said, I want to talk about funnel, you know, mm-hmm. like what, you know, just kind of breaking down that process, you know, what would you say is the hardest thing people have in terms of understanding being the right funnel?
I think the biggest problem people have is like understanding that, to be honest with you, is like understanding that marketing, the business stuff is just 10%. Like growing a successful business is 10% the tactical stuff. is 90% mental. People got to understand that one of the things that we do really well that we don't really market on the front end is that we actually, yeah, we teach the marketing, yeah, we teach the sales, yeah, we teach the business stuff, and we're the best in the world when it comes to that specific thing. But what we, one of the things that we really do is we help people become the person that they have to be to accomplish that. So we help you become the person you have to be to have a multi-million dollar business, to make $20,000 a month, to make $30,000 a month, to make $50,000 a month. So for example, if somebody isn't making $50,000 a month right now, right? They have to become the type of person that makes $50,000 a month. They have to become the type of person that makes $20,000 a month. They have to become the type of person that makes $75,000 a month, $100,000 a month. They have to become that person. And most people think that they're going to create a new reality without them becoming new as well. And it just doesn't happen. It doesn't matter which software you buy. It doesn't matter which coaching program you join, which course you buy, which event you go to, you know, which podcast you listen to. If you're not willing to grow and become a new person, you can forget about it, because business will swallow you whole. If you're not willing to grow, your business will rarely outgrow you, as your, meaning your personal growth. And if it does outgrow you, it'll be short-lived anyway. You won't be able to, you won't be able to maintain it. If it outgrows you, which it most likely won't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So being that said, you know, I see a lot of ads on social media and things like that. So why is ad the best way to market your company and to get the client? Why is that the number one way or the ideal way to do that?
So I think it's the best way because you can actually, you want to be in a place where you can get an unlimited amount of leads. And the fastest way to get an unlimited amount of leads is with paid advertising. Because I think creating content is great, doing podcasts is great, posting on your social media is great, but it's not really scalable. With paid advertising, you can get in front of a limited amount of people. And one of my mentors said this years ago, and it makes total sense now, is that if you're not able to profitably invest into, if you can't profitably buy new clients, you really don't have a business. So you want to have a system in place where you can put a certain amount of money into advertising and you get more than you put in. And as long as you can do that, you can consistently scale a business. But if you're totally just reliant on, if you're totally just reliant on just like outbound content, stuff that's not scalable, it's going to be really hard to scale the business at the rate you want to scale it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So that leads to my next question. How much would you say someone should have in their budget, you know, in terms of marketing? Being in fact, that's a big thing. You know, the more people you get, the more leads you get, the more profitable business you can get.
I would say as much as possible. I would literally say as much as possible, because that's what's going to drive the revenue. So a lot of times people try to look at what's the least amount they can spend. But in reality, you want to ask yourself, okay, what's the most that I can spend? What's the most that I can spend?
Okay.
Does that make sense? So just look at where you are, because I think it's different for everybody. So just kind of take an assessment of where you are, and then just make the best decision based on like where you are in that particular season. And then just start from there. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Because I wanted to add, because you're saying, you know, yes, as, you know, they do reach a larger audience compared to just creating content. Mm-hmm. But as a new entrepreneur, how can one still take advantage of running ads, but with a, you know, not so much of a large income or so much money, you know, in disposal?
So, I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't take a large amount. So I think that's a misnomer, that a lot of people think that it takes a large amount of money to advertise. You can literally get started with Facebook ads as little as $5 a day, $10 a day, right? The more you're willing to spend, the faster you can get results. So for example, let's say somebody has a $300 per month budget. So that's $10 a day.
Yeah.
Most people will just spend $10 a day for 30 days. And I get it. What I'd advise them to do is spend that $300 in a week, because now they can get data way faster. So let's say, for example, let's say I got a $300 per month budget and you got a $300 per month budget. and you take 30 days to spend yours, but I take a week to spend mine, who you think gonna win? And we're in the same niche, the whole thing. Who you think gonna win?
You, because you get the information quicker than I do.
Because I get the information quicker than you. It's gonna take you 3 more weeks to get as much information as I got in a week, so I can make decisions faster. So if this campaign don't work, I can find out a lot faster and I can make some adjustments. It's gonna take you a little more time because you got to get enough data first.
You're right. Definitely 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question, because you know, I see with marketing, I'm sure is there psychology behind the pricing that you know people have, because you know you're going through the process of bringing people through the funnel. Is there a reason why certain ads, it's like $97? You know, that's what the upscale is, or it's $397, $497. Yeah. Is there a psychology behind that? Why those are the prices you usually see when people usually run ads? There's always something with a 9 or 7.
Yeah, there is, because it's like 97, it's not quite 100, but then it really is. But if the biggest thing is like when people hear somebody say something a whole bunch of times, you know, everybody kind of start assuming that it's true, right? What we do, we don't even recommend doing like low ticket offers. We teach specifically higher ticket offers. So we teach all of our clients to charge $3,000 to $10,000 or more for multiple reasons. Number one, if you're selling something for $97, most people aren't going to log into it. Most people aren't going to implement it. Most people aren't going to get any results. So do you really want to serve people? If you really want to serve people, you got to charge them a premium price so they have enough invested in the game to actually go through it and implement it, right? So that's the biggest thing. Most people say, hey, charge $47, then upsell them for $19.97, then upsell them for $4.97, then upsell them for $9.97, then upsell them for $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, or whatever. But they know that the $5,000 thing is the thing that's really going to get people results. So if you know that the $5,000 thing is really going to get people results and not the $47 ebook, why would you even sell the ebook? That's, in my opinion, that's not in integrity, right? I would go straight into the thing that's going to actually get them results versus selling them low ticket stuff. So that's why we teach just high ticket, high touch, high transformation.
That makes sense. So being that, so you know, I can only imagine, you know, yes, you take people to the funnel, yes, you sell them a high ticket, but you yourself have to have your business structure, you know, have this courses or whatever you're trying to sell, right? So how important is that before someone goes through this process of trying to get the ideal client, making sure they have the different structures in place?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, depending on where you are in your business. So in the earlier phases of your business, the number one thing you focus on is sales. So you get your first few sales. Like if you haven't got your first 10 sales, that's all you should be focused on. You shouldn't be focused on building that website. You shouldn't be focused on building a members area. You shouldn't be focused on graph, none of that type of stuff, right? You should only be focused on getting your first 10 clients and then serving those individuals. And then once you service those individuals, now you can start automating the fulfillment, automating all different types of stuff. But until you get those first 10 clients that you actually serve, I wouldn't be focused on anything else.
Wow. That's the first time I heard that. Why do you say they shouldn't focus on website or graphic and just focus on getting clients?
Because a lot of people have nice websites. They got nice social medias. They got nice edited videos. They got logos. They got business cards, but they don't got no clients. Like, who cares? Like, you don't have a business until you make sales. Like, you may have an LLC set up. You may have a business, a bank account. You may, but like, if you ain't making no sales, you don't have a business. You literally don't have a business.
You're right.
So like, for example, every Thursday, today actually, I do a youth entrepreneurship class here in Atlanta called Young Millionaires in Training. And we've been doing it, I would say probably about 4 months, I think. Guess how many times we've walked through like creating an LLC and all the different types of guests?
Once, twice.
We've talked about it briefly, but when I was talking about it, I was talking to them about it, talking about why we haven't covered that. Because I'm having them focus solely on sales. Like if you're not making sales, you don't need an LLC. If you're not making sales, you don't need a business bank account. You don't need an EIN number. People trying to get business license and like, you don't need none of that if you ain't making no money. You don't have a business yet.
I mean, you're right. It's just that usually when you hear people, even on different podcasts, they tell you to go to LLC, get your website, and just hearing this, it's like, oh, wow.
For what? Those typically are the same people who say, if you build it, they'll come. No, they won't.
Yeah, they won't.
They won't. You got to market. You got to attract them to you. If you build it, they won't come. You got to market. You got to attract them to you. That's a myth. Like people spend all their time going through courses, building out websites, learning tech, doing this, just busy work. All that busy work and not focusing on sales. They haven't talked to one warm body all week because they've been building their website. Nobody cares. Like from zero to a million, the main focus should be sales.
That's great. So I have two questions. So one is, if you were supposed to start all over and, you know, and scale your business, how would you go about scaling it? And what steps would you have taken different compared to if you were supposed to change anything? Would you take anything different?
What I would do is I would create me an offer between 3,000 to 10,000. So let's just say I charge 5,000. Let's say I charge 5,000. Mm-hmm. Let's say I picked the offer for $5,000. And let's say I got a $500 ad budget. Let's call it 500. Build me like a little basic, like 4-page high ticket client attraction system funnel that we use. It's like 4 pages. I use that 500 and I spend it all on ads. That's it. I spend it all on ads. So let's say I pay $10 per lead. So that means I spend 500, I pay $10 per lead. I get 50 leads. Out of those 50 leads, let's say 5 of them scheduled a call to work with me. Out of those 5 that scheduled a call to work with me, let's say 3 showed up, right? Out of those 3 that showed up, let's just say I close one of them. I make $5,000.
Yeah.
Right? Then I take that $5,000 and I say, okay, how fast can I spend this on more ads? How fast can I spend this $5,000? I dump that back into more ads. So let's say, for example, let's say I spend $2,500 of that $5,000. Let's say I put up, so I take $5,000. All right. I pay my tithes. So that's what, $500. So I got $4,500.
Yeah.
Right. So I got that $4,500. Let's say I put $2,500 of it into ads. Still paying $10 a lead. I get 250 applications. I get 250 leads. So I'm building my email list at the same time, right? So I get 250 leads. Let's say 10% of those schedule a call. So 25 schedule a call. Out of those 25 that schedule a call, let's say 15 of them show up. Out of those 15 that show up that I actually speak to, let's say 4 of them sign up. So I just made 20,000.
Yeah.
If it's 2,500 ads, made 20,000 in a month. I just keep doing that over and over and over again.
That's great.
I service those clients who I'm taking on, help them get results, and then focus on getting more clients. Then once I get it to like 30, 40, 50,000 a month, then I start bringing on some team to help me. Maybe hire an assistant or something like that to help me. Send out emails and stuff like that. And I keep running that same play. Boom, boom, boom.
That's great. So this is my next question is, what would make an offer, you know, worth $3,000, $5,000? You know, that's probably some, I know it's a question people often have, because I have bought some high offers, but you know, yes, you know, the value connect with different people, but it's like, what they advertise is not what you completely get.
Yeah, so, for sure. So I think, so there's a lot of great marketers online who don't deliver. So there's a lot of people online who don't have integrity. I get that. So I think the biggest thing is you have to, when it comes to marketing to premium price buyers, most people are trying to market based on saving people money. And premium price buyers don't buy based on saving people money. They don't buy based on saving the money. They buy based on saving them time, because they know time is their most valuable asset, and making their life easier. And also prestige and status. So is buying your thing, is it helping create prestige and status for them? Is it helping them make their life easier? Is it helping them get things done faster? And they'll pay the premium price. And are you helping people get a transformational result? So are you helping them get in better shape? Are you helping them get a relationship? Are you helping them save the relationship? Are you helping them grow their business? Are you helping them eliminate, you know, stress? Are you helping them, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. So I think those are the biggest things.
That's great. So do you think everybody should have a high selling offer, you know, even as a beginner or?
Yep, 100%. Yeah, if they make money off that knowledge and expertise, so if they're a coach, they're a consultant, they're a speaker, they're an author, if they make money from that knowledge and expertise, I 100% think they should have a premium price off.
Okay. All right. So let's say, yeah, you're a coach, you know, you're good at what you say you do. You create this $3,000, $5,000 offer. Now I can only imagine the next step is to use to create a funnel. But more specifically, you know, the mindset for you to believe that people actually buy it. So I want to, how do you help people, like, you know, get over that hump that I could sell somebody a $3,000 offer or $5,000 offer? Because like you said, people oftentimes want to save people money or don't think, you don't want to sell too high because they don't know what to expect.
So I think the biggest thing that's most important is understanding if people buy your thing, what is that worth to them 30 years from now? What is that worth to them 30 years from now? Also, if they don't buy from you, what does that cost them? Because there's a cost of inaction as well. So let me give you an example. So let's say we got one relationship coach on this end. They charge $100. They got another relationship coach on this end. They charge $10,000 for like an 8-week program. What's the difference in those two? And this one who charge $100 now, they've been doing it longer. What's the difference in those two?
The price one has more experience.
The one who's charging the least has the most experience.
Yeah.
So the difference is the one who's charging $10,000, they know what they're selling. So for example, if they can help somebody save their marriage, what is that worth? They no longer have to hire an attorney. They don't got to go back and forth to court. They don't got to split all this stuff up. They don't got to fight with the person they love. They don't got to split their kids up. They don't got to go through all the depression and all that stuff that people tend to go through or their kids have to go through. They eliminate all of that. Is that not worth $10,000?
That is.
Exactly. So I have another client. He's a fitness trainer. When I first started working with him, he was charging $249 a month for unlimited training. Right. So $249 a month, that's $750 for 90 days. He was charging unlimited training. That was in person. And he was like on the board. He was a borderline about to shut his business down and go get a job. Right. Wow. Now he charges $6,000 for a 12-week program. Right. And it's always sold out. And it's always maxed out. The biggest thing is I helped him realize what he's actually selling. So like, dude, you're not just selling training or working out. You're helping people increase their confidence. You're helping people live longer. You're helping people make more money because now studies show that people who are in better shape make more money. You're helping them become more confident so now they can get in better relationships. They can go ask for that raise. They can start their business. They can put their book out. They can inspire their kids. It's a long list of other intangibles to what you're doing. So now he looked at what he's selling a lot differently.
That's great. And I have a question based on the example you brought, you know, with the two relationship coach, you know, one had more experience, but it was selling a low cost ticket while one didn't have so much experience, but was selling $10,000. So my question is how much, you know, in terms of this selling a high ticket course, how much of importance to have the knowledge? Because, you know, you spoke about earlier, people go to courses after courses and not really get anything out of it. So, like, how much knowledge do you need to have to now say, I'm going to monetize my knowledge and help people and give people the solution, and it's going to be a high-ticket course?
I think you just got to have enough knowledge to actually help people get a result. So you've actually done it. So, for example, if you're going to help people put out if you're going to coach people on how to put out a podcast, you should have put out a podcast before. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't just know how to put out a podcast, but have never put one out. Like, put out a podcast. You don't got to say, hey, I'm going to help you put out a podcast. We'll help you get millions of downloads. If you haven't done that, you can, but you can say, hey, I'm going to show you what I have done. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, whatever you've done for yourself or anybody else, and you can teach other people that if you've successfully done it.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah. A lot of people out here teaching stuff that they know about, but they don't know it. They just know about it. So now they're teaching people, they've never done it. They just know about it. So knowing about something and knowing something is two different things.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. That's great. So what do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You know, as client attract universities continue to grow, you get more clients. What do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
So the next 5 or 10 years, we, of course, are going to continue to scale the company, impacting lives, billions of dollars in client success revenue. You know, of course, acquiring and growing other companies as well. We'll have our own school by then as well, and basically teaching youth entrepreneurship. And, of course, the basic core curriculum. I mean, in school, you really only require, like, this important stuff is, like, math, reading, and writing. But of course, having the entrepreneurship piece in there as well. So having our own school, and of course, just continuing to impact more entrepreneurs.
That's dope. And where do you see yourself personally in the next 5 to 10 years? Will you still be, you know, coaching, helping people scale, or are you looking to not be so much involved in the business?
I'd be a whole lot less involved. I'd probably just be like speaking, coaching at a really high level. Yeah, really helping entrepreneurs get to, you know, 100 million plus. That'll kind of be our thing. Okay, once you kind of, you're at 6 figures, at 8 figures, now you're ready to get to 100 million, half a billion type of thing. We'll be having more of those conversations.
That's great. So I have this one question, you know, being the fact that social media is changing and things in the space of marketing is changing, where do you see the future of marketing? You know, what will ads look like, at least from your research, in the future?
I don't know, man. We just never know. I saw an article, a client of mine shared with me an article the other day, and they were talking about people are doing tests and studying of how to run ads, like in your mind when you're asleep. So when you're asleep, how to have people seeing ads while they're asleep. Yeah. So I don't know, man. We've literally just seen, we're just scratching the surface in terms of technology. Yeah. So advertising 10 years from now, I mean, who knows, man? But the cool thing is, once you understand the principles, you'll be able to dominate the way it go. Because the same stuff that used to work back in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and so forth, in terms of direct response marketing, it still works now. The principles are still the same. The tools just changed. It used to be just a straight direct mail, right, in yellow pages, but now we got social media. So as long as you know the principles and you're understanding the skill, you better shine and succeed in any climate.
That's dope. Now, I definitely want to say thank you for your time. Definitely learn a lot about marketing. Can you quickly tell people where they can find you and also more about your program for those who will be interested in to get into it?
Yeah, for sure. So first off, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm honored anytime anybody, you know, gets me to share with their audience. I appreciate it. So a couple things. So number one, connect with me on Instagram. Go to Instagram, MarkuelRussell. Come over to Instagram, connect with me, shoot me a DM, let me know you was on this podcast. And I got a special gift for you just for connecting with me there. If you're not on Instagram and you like other, whatever your favorite platform is, I'm on YouTube. We got a YouTube channel with thousands of videos over there, I think. I'm on, of course, Facebook, just my name, Markuel Russell. So YouTube, Markuel Russell, connect with me. Go to the, if you're a coach or you're a consultant, service-based business, you want more clients, go get the paid ad playbook. That's paidadplaybook.com. If you go to paid ad playbook, you get my full playbook and a bonus video. It shows you how to get 50 to 100 leads every single day that convert into clients, and you can get it for 100% free. And that's paidadplaybook.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much again. Do you have any closing words of wisdom for those who are listening?
I would just say, we literally live in the best time in the history of the world to be alive. And if you're not taking advantage of it, like, you're wrong, right? Like, we're on Zoom right now. I'm in Atlanta. My man, where are you located?
New York.
New York. So it's like, that's crazy. And this is like real-time video. It ain't like no lag. I remember at one point when we started doing streaming video a few years ago, it used to be a lag and all the different type of stuff. Like, it ain't no lag. This real-time video. Like, who? Why, if you're not tapping into this, you're crazy. Like, you can launch a podcast and be up and going. You can go live and be in front of people. You can be running ads for pennies and get in front of people. You know, it's a massive opportunity. So a few years, 10, 20, let's say 30 years from now, 50 years from now even, you can be, you decide what your conversation will be. You can be sitting on your porch at 80, 90, 100 years old, talking to your grandkids about how this thing called the internet came through. And it's changed people's lives and you took advantage of it. And now they're able to enjoy the harvest of what you did during this particular time. Or your story can be 50 years ago, the internet came through, this thing called the internet came through and you didn't take advantage of it because you were asleep, because you were distracted, because you were just online consuming content and being a consumer, but you weren't being a producer and you let this whole thing fly by you. And now they aren't able to take advantage of this harvest that you created. So now they got to figure out their own path. Either of those can be your story, but the cool thing is we all get to choose. And the internet, the business world now doesn't care about your background, doesn't care about your color, doesn't care about none of that. Some of that stuff can come into play, but you can literally write your own check and the playing field has been leveled. So ain't no excuses.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you again. And for those who are listening, I hope you guys, like always, take action. You know, you guys can follow Mr. Marquell on Instagram and all platforms. And if you guys haven't yet, you know, I have created a free study guide, which will show you how you can get started in the stock market completely for free. And you can get it on my website, wealthandchristbrand.com. And stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you.